The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
What's up, everybody? Welcome into the Early Edge. I'm your host, Alan Bell. We got a fantastic show lined up for you today. And I'll tell you what, let's not waste any time. Let's take a look at how we did yesterday. All right. And not bad. I think we finished one loss more than a win that we had. But our man, Coach, coming through again. You see 2-2 right there on the morning show, and then the Early Edge in 5. Tough one for any Mets bettors last night. If you had Taijuan Walker or the Mets just in general, that was a little rough, but you know what? It's all right. Bring in the stars of the show and get ready for today. And gentlemen, everybody looking sharp. First off, Michael Roberts, how we doing, sir?
Doing excellent. Good morning, gentlemen. Good luck today. Let's get some winners.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Speaking of winners, my man, Andrew Gombis, how we doing, sir?
Doing great. Good morning, everyone.
Man, good morning, indeed. And Buckets, looking sharp as always, sir. What's up?
Appreciate it, AB. Good morning, everyone. Glad to be here. Let's have a weekend.
Dude, let's have a weekend, indeed. All right, so our main storyline today that affects the betting lines, we've got UFC Fight Night tonight. All right, so Gombis, if you could break down the card for us, right, as you normally do, who's our, you know, what's our main event? What are we looking at? Is there anything we need to know in the prelims, et cetera? Break it down, buddy.
Yeah, so first storyline I'll start with is how good is Jamal Hill? Jamal Hill taking on Thiago Santos in the main event. Hill 5-1 in the UFC. He just keeps winning. His only loss was a submission to Paul Craig. And other than that, he's looked really great. And so this is a tough test for him and Thiago Santos. If he could get a win here, I think that just puts him one step closer to a title shot. Then the storyline of the co-main event is violence. Vicente Luque versus Jeff Neal. That fight's going to be a guaranteed banger. I expect a ton of punches to land on both sides, and that one to be a very fan-friendly fight. Got some other good matchups on the card. Cachoeira versus Lipsky going under the radar. Going to talk about that one in a little bit from a betting perspective. But, yeah, I think all in all, this could be a sneaky good card.
There we go, man. You know what? I give him credit. Like, we say it every week, but the UFC not only – do they have the depth to be able to put on legitimately a fight card every weekend now, but they show up too, right? And a lot of times it's the cards that you're not looking at necessarily, you know, as the big one. This is the one of the year, dude. And they just crush, man. So that, and I also want to say this week, it is week one of the NFL preseason. We're going to be live, obviously, as we always are, you know, for the Early Edge, but we're going to be breaking these down in full. So what you need to do is this. Understand, yes, we hit the over in the Hall of Fame game. That normally doesn't happen. As we mentioned last year in the NFL preseason, unders hit at about a 74% clip. So come prepared, come ready every day this week on the Early Edge. And turn on those notifications, whether you listen on the podcast at Apple, Spotify, et cetera, you name it, or YouTube if you watch live. Click that bell so you know when we go live, and we're going to be breaking it down all week long. All right. Let's get into our picks for today. But before we do, we'll hear a quick word from one of our partners.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And we are back. All right. one play today from Sportsline here. Oh, gave it to you a little early there. We're going to go with the Dodgers. All right. Now, understand what we're doing here. All right. We've got the Dodgers. You could take them on the money line, all right, against the Padres at about minus 160. It's an A grade on Sportsline. We're going to take the Dodgers on the run line, -1.5. You could get that around plus 130. So we're doing it for the show on the run line. But that being said, if you want to play the Dodgers straight up, that's our high A graded play on Sportsline. The money line, it's around one minus 160 again. Hit that. Do it. But for the show, we don't want to throw a minus 160, a minus 170 at you. We're going to play it on the run line at -1.5. But you look at the Dodgers and what they've done. They're just incredible, man. Like, well, five starts, Dodgers pitcher Andrew Haney's got allowed 0 runs in 3 of those starts, 1 run in 2 of those starts. We're going to roll with it, man. We're going to take it on the run line. But again, you can take it on the money line. All right, let's get into our picks for today. Michael Roberts, that's enough of me yapping. Nobody came for that. First off, we want to hear from you, and it looks fantastic outside, man. It could be another sunny day out there.
Yeah, it's going to be like this for, I don't know, through football season now. I mean, we had our 2-week rain, yeah. And that was amazing, and that was back to the desert. You know what? The Dodgers, I mean, this $1.60 is not a bad play either, and I'm not a big fan of the run line. It's hard enough to win by one. When you think about the Dodgers and how great they are and how they just kind of smack down the Padres, like, you got your players, you got, yeah. Just sit down. We are the Dodgers. You are the Padres. This is how it works in baseball. We beat you every time, pretty much every time. And they did it again yesterday. So it was a smackdown that was appropriate from what we've seen forever with these two franchises. And it's sad. I root for the Padres. I'm rooting for him to beat, but it's just the Dodgers are just they're just stacked. It's amazing. My play today is the Yankees, and you know, this is a team that's 70-37, amazing run. But since the 725 mark of the season, their record, they've fallen out a little bit. They've lost 11 of their last 19 games, their last 3, and they've lost 3 straight. Twice this year already, they came back and won that 4th game, did not go to a 4-game losing streak. So that's there. But you don't have Rizzo in the lineup tonight. You don't have Stanton in the lineup tonight. But the thing is Jordan Montgomery is now pitching for the Cardinals. And this is the strength of the Yankees that I've been impressed with all season, is Montgomery was part of that. They had their starting rotation intact like no other team in baseball. 5 guys the whole season, all the way through mid-July. Severino got hurt. Then Herman came back, and they said, well, no room for you, Montgomery. Got to go. But Montgomery, he's like the fifth worst return on investment this season. As great as the Yankees have been, he's minus $10 on the season as far as payouts. And I think the Yankees are going to hit him here. I think they're going to hit him hard. We won't see Montgomery in for very long in the game. 4 runs allowed his last 2 starts. Herman pitched really well on Monday against the Mariners after 2 shaky starts. But, you know, he's just working his arm out, getting the cobwebs out, and I think he's ready to go. So this is a spot I think the Yankees have to step up. And, you know, it's too bad about the rotation. It was amazing while it lasted, but they've got other alternatives now. So, Yankees, stop that 3-game losing streak. Let's do it.
Yeah. They're in St. Louis this weekend, right?
Yes. St. Louis has a 5-game win streak too. Big win last night.
Dude, that was a big win last night. And they had a walk-off a couple days ago as well, man. Like, I'll tell you what, like most of my family, they're all Cardinals fans. And we were talking about it yesterday. This would be a fun series to go to. If you're around St. Louis, like, it would be a ton of fun.
And right. 2 of the best uniforms in baseball, bar none. I mean, that little yellow on the Cardinals logo on the top and the bat, I mean, it is an amazing, iconic uniform, one of my favorites.
Absolutely. It's one of those, like, I completely agree with you, and it's one of those to where you look at the Yankees, the home, or their roads. I love the Yankees road uniforms. Like, they're so simplistic yet perfect. And the same thing with the Cardinals, man. Like, you nailed it. 2 iconic brands. Yeah, dude. I love their unis big time, man. All right, Gabas, coming over to you. All right, so we've got UFC Fight Night tonight. You got 2 plays. Hit us with it, man. What you got?
Yeah, so first play of the day, we're going Ariane Lipsky over Priscilla Cachoeira. Cachoeira comes forward in all of her fights, does not mind getting hit. I think that's bad news for her here. because Lipsky's better technically on the feet. She has power for the 125 division. She has the grappling edge if she wants to take it. I think this line's short, minus 170. I think it should be closer to minus 250. And then sticking with the women's, I like Myra Bueno Silva at plus 105. She's a much better striker, taking on Stephanie Egger. Egger is going to look for takedowns, but her takedowns predominantly come from the clinch and judo throws. She can't really wrestle traditionally from space, and I don't think she's going to be able to get Bueno Silva down. And then on the feet, I think it's easy pickings for Bueno Silva. I think she's going to look like the favorite here. So we're going Lipsky minus 170. We are going Bueno Silva plus 105. Those are the two plays for tonight's card.
Beautiful, man. Nice work there. All right, Buckets, now you're in the Maestro spot, right? But you know, dude, you're my guy, right? Like, completely trust you there. And I am ready for some international soccer with some teams of names that I absolutely cannot pronounce whatsoever. So we look forward to that from you. And after that, Micah, I'm going to come back to you. Our man Trent Wade's got some thoughts on NASCAR. Yeah. I want to get your thoughts on that. But Buckets, bring us home, man. You got three plays. Rip it.
Three plays out of a possible 10,000 we could have had today with all the weekend games starting up again. But we're going to start actually with the Netherlands Eredivisie. We're starting with Fortuna Sittard versus Ajax Amsterdam. We're taking Ajax over 2.5 goals team total. And I want to warn everybody, this game starts in 15 minutes. So this is when you got to get those bets in ASAP. But Ajax is the astronomically better team in this matchup, and they're coming into it off of a pretty embarrassing 3-5 loss to their rival PSV. They're going to come out hungry, and this is going to be kind of a hard match to watch because it will be such a beatdown. Going into our second match, we've got Besiktas Istanbul versus Kayserispor. This is in the Turkish Super League and starts at 2:45 this afternoon. We're going both teams to score here. Turkey League in general is a league that sees a lot of both teams to score action, and these two in particular last year were two of the biggest producers of both teams to score in their games. BTTS has hit in 5 of their last 5 head-to-head matches, and we're not expecting anything different here this afternoon. Then going into our third pick, we've got Clermont Foo 63 versus PSG. PSG over 2.5 goals team total as well here at minus 130 is fantastic odds. They were the champ of the France League One last year, France's top flight. They won and dominated everybody, and they fired their coach because they said that still wasn't good enough. This is a team with extremely high standards, and it's understandable considering the roster that they possess. These teams played twice last year, and PSG won by 5 goals the first time, 4 goals the second time. We're expecting at least a 3-goal margin of victory here today.
Buckets, let me say, that was a fantastic job, buddy. Well done on that. All right. Micah, coming over to you. Like I said, our man, Trent Wade, he's got two plays he's looking at this weekend. All right, so tell us where NASCAR is, where we're at. All right, his plays are this. Joey Logano, top 10. Martin Truex over William Byron.
Yeah, I could get along with that. I could get along with that real well. Byron hasn't had a top 5 since Martinsville. That was week 8. We're in the 23rd race. This is Michigan International Speedway. Big, wide, 2-mile layout, and I'm looking for the Hendrick cars to do well, particularly Larson and Elliott, but Byron and Bowman, those two guys have been struggling for a while now. I don't know what is wrong with them. I think the Gibbs cars will be fast as well. Truex needs a win. He's scared he's going to get bumped out of the playoffs, so you got that factored in. So, yeah, I could see that. And the other one, Logano, oh, yeah, Ford has won 7 straight at Michigan. So Logano fits into that category. I've seen him 18-1. I think that's a great price. I think Blaney's a great play this week at 12-1. Some of the pricing I've just been baffled by. And also I was looking for practice, and I think NASCAR practice today got bumped by CSI Miami on the USA Network. So it's – now you got to go to the NBC app to watch practice, which this is uncharted territory for me. I think it's kind of bogus, and NASCAR needs a better deal. This is not appropriate. I do not like this at all. So that's just my little PSA.
Hey, I agree with you, man. Mike, if that's your stance, buddy, I am standing right beside you. Yeah, I'm absolutely with it. I appreciate that. All right, everybody grab your paper, grab your pencil. Take a look at the recap here. And it does look glorious. Michael Roberts is on the Yankees money line. Buckets on how do you pronounce? Is it Ajax? Say that again for us here.
Ajax.
Ajax. Okay, I knew that it could not be that simple. Ajax team total over 2.5 in the Turkey. He's Turkey. What is that? Super League.
Turkey Super League. Yep.
Just go ahead and read it again. You're much better than me. Read your three.
All right, we've got Ajax Amsterdam over 2.5 goals team total in the Netherlands League. We've got Besiktas Istanbul and Kayserispor, both teams to score in the Turkey Super League. And we've got Clermont Foot versus PSG, team total over 2.5 in France's League One.
There we go. All right, that was fantastic again, Young Buck. It's Andrew Gabas. He is on Myra Bueno Silva, +105, and Ariane Lipski at -170 site play. We're going to go, like we said, Dodgers on the run line, -1.5. But Micah, as he broke down, -160 if you want to run that straight up on the money line for the Dodgers against the Padres today. And for the third week in a row here, all right, we are running our teacher classroom wish list game, I guess you could call it. That was a mouthful there. But what we do is the AB Pick 3 on Saturdays. We have three MLS picks. We have one teacher that we are playing for each pick that hits. We send over $50 towards their Amazon classroom wish list. Week one, we went 3-0, sent over $150. Last week, we went 2-1, sent over 100. So we are playing for Miss Margolis' second grade class today. Let's have some fun and clear her list, send over some money for that class. They can have a good year. All right, everybody, thank you so much for tuning in. Really do appreciate it. We'll be live again Sunday morning, normal time, 10 a.m. Eastern. So join us there. Turn on those notifications, whether it's on the podcast, Apple, Spotify, wherever you listen, and on YouTube right there. Turn on the bell so you never miss a single moment. But as always, best of luck. Let's cash these tickets, and we'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Greetings, Fantasy Warriors. I'm Heath Cummings, your guide to fantasy dominance on FFT Dynasty. Join me this offseason where mock drafts become epic showdowns and every pick shapes your legacy.
If I was Adam, with the team that he's built, Will Levis makes so much more sense.
And that's not all. We're peeling back the curtain on the future with our exclusive 2024 NFL Draft Prospect Profiles. Uncover hidden gems that'll elevate your roster to legendary status.
Puka Nacua. After Cooper Kupp, we really have no idea who's going to get the targets.
Keaton Mitchell of East Carolina. Explosive speed is ridiculous.
This isn't just a podcast. It's a playbook for champions. Subscribe to FFT Dynasty now, and together we'll conquer the fantasy football frontier. Your dynasty journey starts here.